So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Were you dealing with Steinmetz Guru, you should have four or five appreciation days a month.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We got a little mystery brewing here.
Yeah, we got to get True Detective.
This is crazy.
And it's really something we got to figure out.
Do you have somebody in mind? I do.
I do, too. I do, too. I have somebody in mind, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, I got you.
So, Guru and I, every day we do the pregame show sponsored by New Vodka. That's N-U-E Vodka. No velvet rope needed. And we have three full bottles of vodka, a citrus, a cucumber.
Not anymore.
And a regular. And they're unopened, and we always use them as props. And we come in this morning. And somebody had opened up the citrus vodka.
Yeah.
And apparently drank
at work.
Well, drank. I don't know.
There
was a fifth, you know, I would say that there were two or three good shots taken out of there.
And that's what life's about.
And it was full on Friday and it was open today. So that leaves the people that were here over the weekend to answer for it. And
they're like the Giants. We got 2.5 bottles now.
Just real quick, can I assume that Devone and Lubman did the morning show on Saturday?
They did.
And do we know who produced? Was it Carter?
I think it was Steven Rizzotto.
Rizzotto. Okay. I posted it. Yeah, he ain't on my list.
Well, we'll get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
We've got surveillance.
Nothing wrong with a little sip. Little hit.
That's our prop, though.
I don't think it was from our station.
I'm with Lickety.
KCBS?
Yeah.
Lickety. I'm the type of guy I would have went put water back in it to make it look like it was still. No,
that's even worse.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Don't just leave it there like it's not going to be noticed.
But the unopened corks have plastic.
Yeah, right.
So we would know that it's open.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark in San Francisco. How you doing, Mark? What's going on?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Listen, I've been rolling with the Giants for a long time, right? And I remember Bochy, the way he managed the team. He was the manager. And I blame this all on Melvin because he's supposed to step in and tell the pitchers, hey, it's time to come out of the game. Use my bullpen, especially that second game against Toronto when Logan Webb had that 2-0 lead in the sixth. You take him out, use the bullpen, which is the strength of the team, seal that win, and then by yesterday with Robbie Ray, the umps, they were definitely they were inconsistent with the calls there. He should have got thrown out. I would have got tossed in that game just for the simple fact that the umps were just terrible. Get my team fired up, motivated, whatever, and win the game. You know what I mean? Melvin has to manage just like Bochy did. How many games did Bochy win because of his decisions? Think back, man. We won games because of what Bochy did. He manages the game for the team. You don't let the players manage. The players play. The managers manage. That's all I got to say. Steinmetz, and get off of Rafi Devers.
He stinks.
He's the best. He's the best hitter we've had since Barry Bonds.
He's hitting .208 when it's a Giant.
But look at his stats.
Look
at his stats.
I'm messing with you, Mark.
Look at his stats. I know you are.
You know he's playing, Mark. Yeah.
You do your job. Yeah. You've been messing with the Warriors. You messed with the Warriors when we were winning.
I've been listening for a long time. Okay. He got you, Stoney. What's up, baby?
Do another day off on my behalf.
There it is. My man.
Mark.
He's on to you.
Okay, I'll get off Devers. He's off to a great start as a Giant.
No, we're not saying.
You can tell when he got here, the team just galvanized and they rallied around Devers.
I'm thinking of Jimmy
Butler.
And
this clubhouse got so tight and they just went on a run. I guess not. I guess they didn't go on a run.
Well, I'm going to say this.
Did something happen when Devers got here? Did some dynamic change when Rafael Devers got here?
I'm saying no. We saw the press conference, Sonny. He was giddy. He was happy. The Giant players were happy they got a big bat. The Bay was captivated. So was the baseball world. No. So it's just been a dud. But I will say this. This is bigger than Devers. How long can you have a catcher batting 200 or below? I mean, is there any defense that good? Is there any defense in this era of baseball that damn good to where you can be afforded basically an automatic out? And I know he had the walk-off.
He's hitting 250 since Devers got here. So he's actually hit Adamas, Devers, and Schmidt are the only guys hitting over 230 everyday players since
But see how you're – I'm going to do you. You're cooking the books.
No, I'm not.
When I said Adamas was getting hot, you said, all I care about is the whole enchilada.
That's right.
And I left here like, I kind of get that. Yeah. So I'm looking at Bailey. I don't care about the 250, the last whatever. Fine. What is he on the year?
Yeah, he's sitting like 200 on the year. Mm. But he's not a good hitter. And we knew that coming into the season.
But if – so but that's my point, Stoney. If you're not good at hitting overall – you can't just get a skull. How long can you keep going with guys that can't hit?
Well, they don't have anybody else at catcher. Yeah. I mean,
that was more so just moving forward. You are right, but it's just like, damn, man. I'm just asking again out loud, is there any defense that good to constitute a guy that you think is not going to hit it out the park and, you know, is just not good at hitting? How long does that go? That's all I'm asking.
You know what? What if he doesn't hit in the National League? Well, what if he just isn't the same player that he was in Boston than he is here?
Oh, you're talking about Devers.
Yeah. I'm absolutely talking about Devers. You know, he's played 28 games, not a ton.
But that ain't 10. That's more than 10, Stoney. 28?
Yeah. 28 games.
And you said, what, two homers? That's the part that I just – that's disheartening. You see him up there, Stoney, swinging from the left side, and you're like, man, he runs into one here. Put three on the board. I'm going, Harrelson, put it on the board. But, man, Stoney, it just hadn't happened.
All right, the one thing that John Smoltz talked about with the morning show was, yeah, the Giants have struggled over the last month, but Smoltz was asked about the job that he thought Posey's done.
But I think what Buster Posey is trying to do in San Francisco, if I could give him a big standing ovation, I would do it, because he's trying to balance all the things that the game is now, what it was then, and bring both together and try to have that balance. And I think in the long run, San Francisco is going to be way better. We all know that that 1 year place and plug, every decision seemed to be right. They had that unbelievable year, and then you start thinking that's the matrix and that's the success. It's impossible to have success like that every year. You've got to have stars. You've got to have players that play every day. You can't always have platoon. You can't mix and match. You can't make every right decision. I've said this for years, and I think people would think it's crazy coming out of my mouth. Take a casual fan from the stands and let him manage a game and try to lose. Just try to lose. Try to make every wrong decision, and you know what's going to happen over time? You're going to win some of those games.
Look at Smolcey.
I don't know what that means.
Sometimes you just run into one.
Yeah.
Even on your worst day. But it doesn't feel like the Giants can do that now. Like, I'm like Birdsong. What do we know about him? Stoney's been struggling, right? It's hot. That humidity in hot Atlanta. I mean, man, you want to say, okay, nothing to see here, but who knows?
I mean, I'm really starting to think that when Buster Posey took this job, that he like, if Buster Posey takes the job and looks at this team, there's no way he likes this team or liked it when he took over. And I guarantee you, he was not saying, give me a year. I'm sure he was saying, I need a few years, because we just don't have enough overall talent on this roster.
Well, he's going to get that. And I think, like I said, Stoney, I think the dude was batting 400 with this Devers move.
Well, that's why it's not a make or break year, and I don't think Buster Posey thinks of it as a make or break year. This is his first year. He made a big acquisition of Devers a month or so ago. they still don't have enough everyday players who are good enough to be consistent.
Then why did we all buy the?
Because they got off to a fast start, and everybody, you know, it's just like
give it to him.
Somebody gets off to a good start, and it's fool's gold, is what it was.
But Webb and Ray are not fool's gold.
Those are two pitchers. You got three
Devers
others.
And Adames are not fool's gold.
That's not a guru. Look at other lineups. Who are the best three players on the Jays? Bichette?
Yeah.
Guerrero and who else? Barger.
They're
better than the top three hitters on the Giants. Like, they're better than Devers, Adames, and Chapman.
But the game is played. It's not just that, though, Stoney. Right. And that's when the Giants won World Series.
And
they would lose that game every day. They would lose that exercise pretty much a lot.
And without looking at the rest of the... But that's the problem. Their three best players aren't among the top three guys, like the three-man, the best three-man guys on the team. They're not the best. And when you get past that three guys... You got nothing.
Well,
like, your supposed big boppers
are underperforming. We understand that.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
Okay. I mean,
I believe Devers is a giant is underperforming.
Well, sure he is, but he's still got like
seven. But if you had to bet, don't you think he's going to come? And he may not.
I don't know.
But I'm running out of hope. But I'm like, every day is an opportunity. But Stani, you're talking about two different things, and Buster is under no scrutiny. But
that's
the bottom
right.
line is, who's going to get these guys to perform?
They have to.
No,
they're veterans.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, do you really blame Burrow for Chapman, Adames, and Devers?
I blame Burrow for this whole ineptitude of the offense, even when they were 12 over. They were not hitting, and they're still not hitting. But
listen,
I'm supposed to not look at the hit. Like, Stani, even if you thought it wasn't Burrow, sometimes you got to just make it, you got to do something to do it.
Well, I never believe in that.
Well, don't even, like, you're talking about not even having managers, basically, because you feel like, you sound like they don't even matter.
No, I didn't say that.
But it sounds like it.
I mean, this is a team, like, I can't blame Melvin for the big boys not hitting, that's all. And the other thing is, like, why can't we look at the Giants and say, okay, who are their top three hitters?
Right.
Devers, Adames, and Chapman. Okay.
Not bad.
That's not bad, but what, half the league's got three guys better? Like, let's call them a big three? Probably more than half the league has a better big three, and then that's not where I'm stopping. Then let's go below the big three. Below the big three, they got nothing. Outside of Ramos.
Well, I was just about to say, yeah.
Like,
I was
going
last year, Ramos with an all-star.
So why can't we look at it like the three big boys they have really are just middle of the road compared to every other team's big three? And then when you get beyond the big three, they don't have anything other than Ramos consistently. So when I look at this team, like they should be hitting better. But they're not a juggernaut. They don't have guys that hit for average. They don't have any speed. They're not a great base running team. I mean, they essentially become a team that doesn't have power, but they have to play station to station baseball.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. When you're playing station to station baseball, guess what? You need three hits in an inning to score a run. Two doesn't get it done.
It feels that way.
So that's why it's some of the reason why they're having trouble scoring. Let's go to Al in San Francisco. Hey, Al, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thank you for bringing me on here, man.
Yeah.
When Posey took over the team and started bringing the puzzles, trying to get the puzzles right to fit the Giants for this year, when he brought Adames and then now Devers, it's okay. But I think it's also replaced Melvin. Melvin is not doing a good job, like the other caller said, about being a manager. He doesn't know how to manage the team, man. Along with the batting coaches, get rid of all of them. Replace them, man, because this batting coach is not productive in getting these batters to hit properly to earn these runs. So I think Melvin should be gone, and the batting coaches and everybody else, you know, just start off because they're not hitting, man. They have the power. They have this Fitzgerald, yes, Kim Chi, and all of them. They have the speed and Chapman, but they need the hitting. And I blame it on Melvin and also the coaching batting coaches. Thank you, guys.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Castano, you're not going to be able to get rid of all the players all at once if you're saying they don't have anything.
Right.
You know,
I think Posey knew that. Like, I really do think Buster Posey, when he took over, said, we've got to change this team. And we've got to get away from platooning, and we've got to get some everyday players in here. And it's going to take a while.
Right.
How come? Because we need so many of them.
But that doesn't explain your biggest issue. You went and got a bopper, and he's underperforming in your uniform. Why?
Because it's baseball, Goo.
Well, that's not a good enough answer.
Okay, well, then answer it.
No, I'm saying maybe something's up with the coaches. You can't just sit here like a bump on a pickle and say these dudes are going to work themselves out. Like, damn.
That's disrespecting the game. But he just extended Melvin.
I got you, and I want to ask why. Why did you have to do that? Make it look like he's managing for something.
Just acknowledge that when he extended Melvin, everybody applauded him.
No, they were slipping when he extended
Melvin. That's right. And everybody praised him because when Buster Posey extended Melvin, everybody was happy because he was saying, Melvin is not the reason we're struggling. Yeah. It's the players. Yeah. So that's from Buster Posey. Yeah. So if you want Melvin fired or Burrow fired,
there's just Posey a conversation to be had about those dudes don't just get a pass while everything around them is just going to crud.
My point is that Buster Posey knew that this team wasn't that good and they need a lot more talent. And good for Rafi Devers. He was 13th in MVP voting, 4 years ago. But the bottom line is, he wasn't going to change the entire makeup of this team.
See, it's easy for you to say that.
Well,
now.
Why?
Because
would
we
Buster
did three
Posey
or four games
affect?
Of shows okay. commenting on they went and got the best Listen. Hitter since Barry Bonds. It doesn't work. I get you, Stoney. It's easy for you to say that now.
No, it's easy
it's
for me
easy.
To say it then.
It doesn't make this not a problem. It's a major problem.
When they got Devers, I asked you how that was going to make Patrick Bailey a better hitter and Fitzgerald a better hitter. How? Tell me how. And he's not hitting, and nobody else is better. But the reality of the situation is, if you look, they don't have enough talent offensively. Like, this team has too many. This team has so many offensive holes, and that's what we're starting to find out.
But Devers has become a hole. Why?
Because he's not good right now.
And I'm asking you, whose job is it to find that out? It feels like guys are sleeping at the wheel that are supposed to be teaching instruction and the mental aspect and component to the game.
So let me get this straight. According to you, Devers is the best Giants hitter since Barry Bonds. What the hell is Pat Burrell going to be able to do with Devers? Like, Devers is a professional hitter.
Well, and professional hitters have hitting coaches, just like golfers have.
You're right.
Like, Stoney, I'm grasping for straws, but I'm just blown away that you're not even saying or meeting people halfway. Like, okay, you don't like the emotion thing. You think that's overblown. And Melvin, in Arizona, not going ham. But I'm just wondering if his mild-manneredness is rubbing off on the team.
I mean, maybe. Who would manage this team if it's not Melvin?
Somebody with more fire. But I get you. He got another deal. He ain't going anywhere. And I'm not saying if you fire Melvin, they're going to win 100 games. But Rafi Devers, to me, his ineptness, Donnie, is exhibit A is to something bigger going on
Maybe
here with my team.
Maybe he doesn't want to be here.
Now, why would you say that? Because we just saw the press conference. He was happy.
Come on.
Okay, so real quick. So you're not going to want to be here and self-sabotage yourself?
No.
Not trying to hit it out the park?
No, I'm not saying that. But maybe he's not comfortable here. Me with half the team showing up to his press conferences. Boy, they were so together.
Right.
That means nothing. That they had nothing to do during the press conference and they sat in the back.
Okay, let's just say you're right. All of a sudden he's figured out, oh boy, I don't want to be here with these dimensions.
I'm not saying he doesn't want to be here.
Help him figure that out. That's a problem.
Maybe he can't figure it out. Maybe he's so hurt he's never going to be better this year. Maybe you've acquired a guy who's damaged goods. I don't
make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
know what the answer is. But I do know that Devers, Chapman, and Adamas, even if they're playing pretty well, I don't think that's enough for this team. They have too many easy outs on the team. And yeah, you're right. Those two of those three guys for most of the season have been easy outs.
Yeah, and if just for this discussion,
I just don't think this team's like, wow. Like, we're acknowledging all the shortcomings, but then we're wondering why they're not doing well.
Okay,
because they have too many shortcomings.
But the best part of those shortcomings to me is, Donnie, let's just say this, because Adamas is showing me that the lights are not all the way off. If those two got hot, they could carry this offense. Just admit, Donnie, this offense might look a whole lot different with just those two dudes playing to the back of their baseball card. Like, that right there gives you hope.
Sure. Does that make them a playoff team?
We would have to say, I mean, they're right there on the cusp of it. But every day goes by, you're running out of time. And my guy Pants Cannon Garage on the YouTube chat tonight, Goo doesn't understand slumps. I do.
Yeah, I mean, Devers is going to get hot at some point, probably. And then you know what? Maybe Adamas cools off.
And hopefully it's not too late.
No, what I wonder is why in baseball, like basketball's got five guys, baseball's got nine and a pitcher. Yeah. Like, one guy cannot dramatically change an entire team. Like, if let's say the Giants had acquired Barry Bonds, like Barry Bonds would have probably come here, done Barry Bonds things,
and they would have won two or three instead of losing two or three to the Dodgers when he came up.
Right, and yeah, Patrick Bailey still wouldn't be able to hit.
But I'm just saying, when the bottle stops spinning and you're up at the plate, which Devers has been more than a few times, that one hit could change the outcome of a ball game.
I mean, like, we all love the Devers move. Can't hit right now, so whose fault is that?
Well, I would say, okay, if it's just him, it's nobody's fault. Pustani, the right on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Controls. Nobody can hit. And it's been going on all season.
See, I think it's more roster construction than guys underachieving. Obviously, Adamas and Devers have not gotten off the good starts here. But I'm looking at all the other guys. I'm looking at
Chung Hoo Lee.
He's
thrown out at second on a good hit, a double. I mean, things happen, but that's a killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. The Giants, I don't know. The more I look at this lineup outside of the names, I'm not sure how they can score enough runs. And then the pitching.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, pitching ain't going to be as good as it was in the first
half. I'm with you, but I got to say this. I will not admit it's because this team is not good enough. I think they're good enough, but they're underperforming more than one guy why? We got to get to the bottom of it. And then I'm saying this again, man. I mean what I'm about to say. Stanley, why did Kapler get fired?
Nobody liked him.
Do we know that for fact?
I think we do. I mean, he got fired with four games left.
Yeah, but
in a
season. Heard one player come out and say they didn't like Gabe Kapler. He won 107 with this team, mix and matching. The way we didn't like it, it wasn't sexy. But good Lord, you could look at that as exhibit A of I got everything out of damn near everybody.
He did it
in
one out of
season.
4 years.
And the rest looked like this season is happening. On the outside is a
you brought up Kapler. What do you want to hire him back?
No, not at all. I'm just like
yeah,
I just feel like Melo's getting a pass in the sense of what's going on with your club.
They're 52-48 is what's going on, and that's who they are. And if you look at the roster, I don't see how you think they could be 57-42. All right, 888, what do you guys think, Giants fans? 888-957-9570 is the number. It looks like what Goo and I disagree with is, I can only assume Goo thinks this is a 90-plus win team, and I think it's an 85-win team. What do you think it is? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.